Hey, thanks very much for having me.
Now, obviously, first off, Andy, I've got to pick up on the fact you've not been retired too long. How's it been going for you?
You know what? It's actually really good. I've managed to sort of fill the hole of leaving an athletic career behind by having more children. So I'm up to two boys and got a full-time job down in London helping a company clean up the river down here. So while I'm not back home in Yorkshire, I'm doing a lot of good and I feel like I'm contributing. So I've actually landed in a really good place and my empty cup is actually overflowing with life at the moment. So thumbs up.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic, and congratulations on your children there as well. Fantastic to hear there. Because I mean, it's one of those with athletics, because with rowing, I imagine it's one of those where, because you spend so much of your life in training and all the rest of it, having a rigid routine, when you actually retire, I imagine that comes as a bit of a shock to you, doesn't it?
It can do. But I was lucky, because I was actually forced out of the sport for a year before the Olympics, so I had to take a year out. It gave me an opportunity to have a good think about stuff. And I actually was able to set some things up. And as soon as I retired, I was kind of swinging into action this plan I got going. And I was always really proactive about my time after sports. And I've had a fantastic run of things. Managed to finish on a high, which always I reflect on as being one of the luckiest things in some respect, that I was with such a good crew who could basically pull me along down the course. I've sort of managed to finish on a great note, but you know, equally, I had that plan, I had that sort of plan of action, and I'm now in a great position, kind of looking forward, not sort of hung up about the past. And I think that's I count myself very lucky as an athlete to be in this position. So thank my lucky stars.
I was going to say there as well, because you absolutely fantastic memories that you've created over a long period of time there. If I was going to pick up on anything that was quite special to you, would it be back there in London, the sort of the home crowd and all the rest of it? What really comes out to you as your career that was just really special to you?
Yeah, definitely. The crowds at London were incredible. I think the only way that London could have been any better is if it had been up in Yorkshire. performing in front of your home crowd is something very special, and to be able to win an Olympic gold medal in front of your home crowd, that's such a rare thing. That'll be with me forever. But Rio was fantastic. We had such a great crew. We kind of overperformed. You know, we achieved something we didn't really think we would be able to do, and that was to win so convincingly. We always backed ourselves to have a go, but that really was a fantastic performance from where we thought we could do. So, you know, I've been blessed with some amazing experiences in the sport, and you know what? As a champion of rowing and sport in general, I can only encourage people to venture out and challenge themselves, and you know, have a go, because you'll never know where it leads you.
That's very, very true. And you can help us put together for the bid for a Yorkshire Olympics at some point as well, Andy. It'd certainly be fantastic to see.
You let me know. I'll rubber stamp that one, definitely.
Now, of course, it is a National Clean Week as well, Andrew. And looking at it, how important is it to, you know, that sports keep the sort of the trust with people after what we see with some of the sort of the doping stories in the past?
Yeah, look, the thing to remember is the investment into anti-doping has progressed so much over the last 10, 15 years when I came into the sport. And we're now sort of making massive inroads into actually getting to grips with anti-doping in sport. And with that comes the double-edged sword. On one side, you've got the success of catching cheats, but then you've got that public perception of suddenly actually uncovering the reality of what's been going on. It means so much to athletes to be able to compete on a level playing field, to have that trust in your field around you, in the sport you're in. But we're going through a big period of change. We're actually starting to change people's perceptions and views of sport. A, that's challenging, but B, it means that we're in a tough place here right now, because you're ripping off the plaster and you're sort of really sort of uncovering what's under there. However, you've got to look forward to the next 5-10 years. You know, once we get through all this tough period of changing those perceptions that you just can't get away with it anymore. There's nowhere to hide, you know, between the World Anti-Doping Agency, UCAD, the UK Anti-Doping Agency. You know, you're going to get caught. And also, to boot, you're going to get the cultural change of, you know, it's the friends and family of the athletes who sort of may have once upon a time cast a blind eye to sort of, well, we know he's doing it, but you know, it's, everyone does it, so he's just on level playing field. That won't fly anymore. So once that message is really driven home, then I think 5, 10, 15 years' time, we get increased investment, I hope. We'll be definitely on that tail end of this cultural change, and then everything will settle down, and then we'll go back to the days where anti-doping is hardly mentioned, because thankfully I think we'll be in a world where it really is the norm to not be doping. And look, you know, let's put it in perspective. Thousands and thousands and thousands of athletes are tested every year. That makes a massive... There's so many clean athletes. Of the very, very small percentage of people who are caught, they steal all the limelight. So the Clean Sport Week, the National Clean Sport Week, is all about redressing that balance. It's shining the light on the clean athletes. You know, all the testing that happens, the sacrifices they make for it, it's all there. You know, we need more publicity around that. So, we're really grateful to everyone who's chipped in today and sort of helped to publicise that, because that really counts.
I was going to say as well, because it's a sport where, I mean, athletes just work absolutely tirelessly in pretty much all Olympic sports. To get to that stage, you've got to make some massive sacrifices. So when a sport is sort of brought into disrepute by someone who has been caught doping, is that something that's hard to take?
Hey, look, it would be harder to take if you've been directly affected by it. Luckily for me, I haven't. I know there's Catherine Granger. She got a gold medal sent to her in the post. There's obviously a number of athletes who've had gold medals given to them retrospectively. And I can't imagine how tough that is. You know, you do try so hard, and then to suddenly sort of get a letter in the post, oh, actually, you did win the gold medal. Well, it's all really too late. But that's where we've got to kind of accept that this process of change, of changing attitudes, is going to have that effect. We need to keep looking forward to that day when actually, you know what, that will be a rarity. We will get to that point in our sports culture, in sports life, where that is definitely the exception. And I think we've got to stay positive. You know, for every time the negative happens, always weigh it up with, like, you know what, when you're watching sport, you can guarantee 99.999% of those people will be clean. Let's keep focused on that. Let's sort of try and move past the real negative stuff, although it's hard. But, you know, there's a lot of good out there. And let's really champion that. Let's shout about that stuff.
And I was going to say as well, Andrew, is it important that there's some education from an early age as well for a lot of athletes that are coming through to say, well, you know, if you are going to be doing anything, you are going to end up getting caught in something like this?
Exactly. Education is where it all starts. And it starts with the culture. It starts with what you learn at the breakfast table. It follows through with how you interact with your schoolmates and everything like that. And I think if you go back and read the books, at some point, so the dopers would have made a conscious choice or been advised that, look, it's all right, you'll get away with it. You know what? That time is done. Every time that the option, the temptation to do it is met with the cultural bias, say, you're not going to. Like, I can't support you if you do that. That's when people start making the right decisions when they're young and vulnerable. And that's part of that education. It's partly reaching out beyond the athletes, right into those support communities around those young athletes. And that's when we know we're really starting to make a significant, sustainable difference.
That's very, very true. And just looking at the next generation of athletes, obviously in 2012 and in 2016, we saw athletes from Yorkshire doing so well. And you just look across the county and the sort of the sporting institutions that we've got here in Yorkshire now, it looks very positive for the future in Olympic sports, Andrew. We've seen more Yorkshire gold medalists.
Well, you know, we take it for granted being Yorkshiremen, how hard we work, you know, all our ethics, our passion, our desire. So, it's a no-brainer that we're going to have plenty of Yorkshire success to come in the future. I look forward to seeing all the success from across Great Britain. I think we stand proud as a nation, and I fly the white rose with a lot of pride. But we work for GB, and it's fantastic to see how each part of this country is really driving forward and taking the message. We just got to make sure the funding stays through. You know, Sport England, UK Sport, they're going to come under a lot of pressure over the next few years. But we've got to keep supporting our communities, keep volunteering for the outreach, keep making sure kids are getting into sport, because it's something that you just, it's invaluable. You can't put a price on it. So, brilliant. More Yorkshire success would be fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly would be, And Andrew, I tell you what, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on Radio Yorkshire today. Thanks a lot for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. All your best. Take care.